Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, my internet fam, and welcome to Mental Note. It's your girl, Purpose Vision, right here on Blog Talk Radio this Friday morning, February 22nd, 2008. Hope the morning's starting out great for you. Guys, this morning I have special guest, Miss Keisha Jackson, soul songstress herself. We'll be in the studio shortly. So please stay tuned for that. It's guaranteed to be an excellent show today. We'll hear all about how Keisha got started in the music business and, you know, what's going on with her now. She's doing a lot of big things, guys. Actually, she just got back from South Africa, from Nigeria. Keisha is the daughter of legendary soul singer Millie Jackson. And it's funny, I was at a restaurant here in Atlanta, and it's the hot spot. They have live music on the weekends. And this particular night, Keisha was the lead singer for the band. And from the moment she opened her mouth, guys, she blew me away. And I was just playing that Jill Scott, Is It the Way You Love Me? Because that was the song that, I think that was probably the first song that she sung that night. Keisha puts her own twist to a lot of, like, the hot soul songs that are out. She puts her own twist to it, like she does some, there's this song that she does, oh, geez, what's his name? We'll ask her when she gets on the line, because I can't recall his name right now. It went right out of my head, guys. I apologize. But she puts her own twist to it, and it becomes something totally different, and it's hot, and it's fly. So we will be hearing from her really, really soon. But, guys, check this out. She was singing the Jill Scott song, and I kid you not, I was, like, looking, because I couldn't see her from where I was. I could only hear the music. I could only hear her singing, and I was like, wow, where is that coming from? Who is singing that? You know, because I knew it wasn't Jill Scott, because the voices are different. And so finally I made my way up to the band, and I saw her, and she was just tearing it up. Yeah, I mean, it was hot. So I am really looking forward to chatting this morning with Miss Keisha Jackson. Guys, I'm going to go ahead and give you some background on Keisha. She actually has her biography up on her MySpace page, and so I'm going to give you a little bit of background about her. It says, about Keisha Jackson. Had the pleasure of working with many people I admire, beginning, of course, with Mom, Millie Jackson. How crazy is it to be taught by one of entertainment's first? Well, pretty normal when it's all you know. I think all entertainers, kids, go through a period of this need to feel independent of their parentage without the such and such as kid attachment, a need to stand alone. But I don't think I really started to move forward till I stopped denying who I was. Amazing. The very thing we resist as children, we cherish as adults. Kind of crazy thinking back to the days when random folks, Isleys, OJs, Betty Wright, which is her godmom, Ray, Goodman, and Brown would just stop by the house and shoot the breeze. No special occasion, just family. Was way too young to appreciate what was happening, but later realized how amazing it really was. I learned from the best. There was so much soul around me, it's no wonder there's so much soul in me. Born in Brooklyn, started singing background for Mom at age 15, went to boarding school in Jersey, yeah, real life tootie, and made an attempt at college for 2.5 years till the bug finally turned into a full-blown virus. Moved to Atlanta and kept the bills paid by competing in talent contests at the Sans Souzy till a friend and I formed a girl group called Obsession. This is where the grind began and the chops got sharpened. Played clubs for a long bit and established myself as somewhat of a mainstay on the Atlanta entertainment scene. Signed to Sony for 2 projects. Can't say I'm proud of them, at least not from a performance aspect, but I'm very proud of what I've become as a result. Hardworking, determined, often stubborn, analytical as hell, passionate, and my own worst critic. After the Sony stint, I was hired by L.A. Reid for session work at LaFace Records. Recorded background on tracks with Toni Braxton, Whitney and Bobby, and Aretha. Then the ball started rolling. Auditioned for Warner Brothers duo group called Black Coffee and was signed to a demo deal. Group was never released, but was featured vocalist on A-Town Players, Playa Can't You See, as a result. Met some organized noise, Dungeon Family Folk, went on the road with Society of Soul, then hooked up with Sleepy Brown and recorded on the Sleepy's Theme Project, still one of the dopest soulless projects this century. Later got a call to tour with Outkast during Stakonia, and been with them ever since. After first year with Outkast, got a call to go out with Erykah Badu during Mama's Gun. Been with her ever since. Toured with Faith, Raphael Sadiq, and Joy, Betwixt It All. One great yet brief moment on the tour scene was on George Clinton and P-Funk's 50th anniversary tour as part of the opening band, Children of Production, COP. Bandmates included Sadiq, Joy, M. Fiddler, Preston Crump, Rob Bacon, Cat Daddy, and Stephen Perkins of Jane's Addiction. Plus a little help from Clip. Talk about funky as hell. We recorded the show live at the Fillmore in Frisco. Sure would be great to release it on CD. Hint, hint, George. Started my own agency strictly for vocalists in 2000 called One Voice Entertainment. Wanted to help bridge the gap between aspiring artists and this crazy industry. I coach vocalists individually and as a unit to help them become better and lead background vocalists. Then I help them find work. It's gratifying because it allows me to help other artists' friends find talent when they need background vocalists. And it helps me to help other vocalists who have the talent but wouldn't ordinarily have the opportunity. All is good. Between tours, I kept and keep the local hustle going. Did a few plays, 6 to be exact, but still never quite got comfortable with it. Think I'm a bit too untamed for the structure. Not much room for audience interaction, which is her fave. Sorry, rambling. And recorded with The Brat, Get Somebody, Gospel, Byron Cage, Joy, co-stars, Sadiq, Live at the House of Blues, Anthony David, Lady, and recently background on 7 songs for Josh Stone's latest project. I am blessed. Yeah, girl, you are. I go to Italy every year, touring the soul blues festivals. Yes, it's a major scene for soul music, and glad to say I'm still humbled by the big hair and glittery dresses I still wear when I perform with Mom. Now, how soul is that? Soul is hell. Presently working with Swift, Preston, Mark, Slick, Yellen, Anthony David in an attempt to get this next project out. We're all busy, we're all artists, so it's been slow, but trust me, it's coming. Mixtape available now, guys, and you can go to myspace.com/, let me make sure that I got Keisha Jack, exactly, and check out her mixtape because it's available now, so you can definitely go and check that out as well. And just stay tuned right now, you're listening to Mental Note, right here, Blog Talk Radio. It's your girl, Purpose Vision. Going to be having Miss Keisha Jackson here in the studio shortly, guys. Miss Soul is Hell herself. So please stay tuned, and I will be right back with more. Guys, we're just going to groove off of Jill Scott this morning. Unfortunately, Keisha got back in the States kind of late, so I didn't have an opportunity to get her music up so that you guys can actually hear her music playing throughout the show, but I promise you I will have that up soon, and we will do a retake of this show so that you can vibe to Miss Keisha's music, guys, okay? So, and make sure, guys, that you check me out, myspace.com/purposevision, and you can always leave comments here as well on Blog Talk. I do appreciate that, and I will be right back with more. Stay right where you are.
You love me, it's special, lit different. Happily excited.
got me feeling like the breeze, easy and free and lovely and clean. Oh, when you touch me, I just can't control it. When you touch me, I just can't hold it. The emotion inside of me, I can feel it.
Alright guys, thanks for sticking around. Regrettably, I have to inform you that Keisha is hoarse. I just got word from her that unfortunately she's not going to be able to make the show this morning. The trip from South Africa has really taken a toll on her, and she's hoarse and has to perform tonight. And so we're going to have to postpone the show, guys. I do apologize, but I promise I will have Miss Keisha Jackson here on the show very soon, within the next week or so. I will definitely make sure that happens, okay, guys? But, you know, traveling cross-country, I guess, it just takes a toll on you sometimes. So, I mean, hopefully she gets better. Everything will be fine. And like I told her, just chill out and we'll make this happen really, really soon, guys. But thanks for tuning in. I do have more for you here this morning on Mental Note. It's your girl, Purpose Vision, right here. How about some hip-hop news, guys? Nas, did you see him and Khalees wear the N-I-D-D-E-R shirts to the Grammy Awards? Well, looks like he's coming out with an album called In It, but he has a star where the eye goes, G-G-E-R, and Daily Hip Hop News says that it could possibly be in jeopardy. And L.A. Reid, quote, says, we'll have to see. Nas has stirred up controversy once again, right, with the title of his upcoming album, In Star G-G-E-R, amid speculation about the album's feature. So.com caught up with Island Def Jam chairman Antonio L.A. Reid to discuss the status of the Queensbridge MC's upcoming release. And this is what they, how the conversation went, guys. Of course, as I recently reported, Nas and Khalees, they had their N-I-G-G-E-R shirts on the red carpet, which was really a trip. It was interesting to see. And like I said, I give them props. You know, they have guts, balls, whatever you want to call it, whereas a lot of people do not, so I can respect that. And seems like, according to L.A. Reid, the album, which was originally slated for December 2007 release, will drop sometime this spring. Hopefully we'll get it in April or May, is what he told So Exclusively. Something like that, somewhere around there. It's getting there. We're getting close. Expect Nas to educate us without preaching to us, Reid continued. Expect him to give a point of view that maybe the world hasn't thought about. Expect him to really enlighten us. In addition to the highly anticipated release of Nas, Reid is looking forward to all of the Island Def Jam releases scheduled for 2008. We have Mariah, we have Janet, which comes out at the end of February. Yeah, Janet's album drops the 26th, I think it is, which is also her, no, oh, geez, I'm thinking about Erykah Badu. But at any rate, Erykah Badu's album drops the 26th, which is also her birthday, is what I was about to say. But at any rate, Janet drops an album at the end of February, too. We have Ludacris' album coming up, Lionel Richie, Young Jeezy, Rick Ross. We have a lot, says Antonio Reid. So, guys, what do you think about Nas and this N-I-G-G-E-R? I mean, it's funny how people will do just about anything for publicity. But at the same time, I'm so intrigued to know, or interested to know, what the album, you know, what is he going to be saying on the album that's going to enlighten us? Give me a call here, 347-215-8667. Let me know what you think about that. What do you think about Nas and the N-I-G-G-E-R thing? Him and Khalees wearing the shirts on the red carpet. Now that's the title of his new album. You know, I'm just curious about that. And did you hear about Akon? He had a concert, and it was like 3,000 people. It was a free concert, and it was like 3,000 people at the concert, and they had to, like, turn away 1,000 people. The fire marshals or the fire department came and closed the concert down, and there was a riot. And I'm trying to figure out why Akon at all of his concerts, it seems like something crazy goes on. You know what I mean? It's like, who is in charge of planning your concerts? What is up with that? Why is it that whenever you have a concert, either it's accusations of you having underage people on stage, or, you know, he jumps out into the crowd, and I think he got to fighting with somebody in the crowd once, or hit a guy, or did something, I don't know. And then now, you know, the people are, there's a riot at his concert, and it was a free concert, so I'm sure they should have, I'm sure they had like a limit of how many people could come before the concert actually happened. It was like in the planning process, so how in the hell do you have to put people out of the concert when you know there's going to be a lot of people? Why? Because it's free. That's why. It's free. People like free. Common sense, I think that's what they call it. It only takes a little bit. That's just me talking, guys. Listen, I have a caller on the line. Let's see if we can pick this caller up. Good morning.
What's going on?
Not a whole lot. Just here doing my thing. Who am I talking to?
I'm talking to Swag Radio right now.
Hi, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
What do you think about that N-I-G-G-E-R?
I think hip-hop is at a stage right now where it's dying, and Nas is the only one that could pull something off like this. So
you think he's going to enlighten us with this album?
I mean, looking on all his albums, at that specific time which the album came out, he was teaching us something. So I expect something. I know there's a lot of controversy, but I expect another classic and something, you know, like something different other than other rappers. So,
right. Now, when you saw them on the red carpet, what was the first thing that came to your mind? I mean, because to me, that was just like, wow. I couldn't believe he and Khalees had the balls, is what I said, to wear shirts with N-I-G-G-E-R at the Grammys. I mean, it just blew me away.
I mean, I know, like, he's on, I guess, like, trying to make a name for his album and trying to stir up controversy, but I'm a huge Nas fan, but, like, I feel like at the Grammys, like, you just, like, I didn't like it. It was more like a white-collar thing, and...
Sure.
I don't know. It was crazy.
Okay, Swag, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Have a good day.
You too.
All right, guys, stick around, and I will be back with more Mental Note right here, Blog Talk Radio. It's your girl, Purpose Vision. Okay, I'm trying to find some more Jill Scott for you. You know I always have a tough time with this music thing. Seems like somebody else should be doing this for me. I'll be right back.
Gonna have to understand, he's my man.
All right, guys, thanks for joining me this morning. And I did see on the chat line someone asked me if I had some hip-hop for your ears. Check me in the morning. Wake up, baby. It's the weekend right here. Mental note, I will have hip-hop for your ears. It's just that I staged the show this morning so that it would roll because we were going to have Miss Solis Hill herself on the show, so I did the Jill Scott thing. And I love Jill Scott anyway. So, but check me out in the morning. It's your girl Purpose Vision right here at Blog Talk Radio. And in all things, peace and love.